LBJ.
Morning, Scott. Happy Friday. KN4 TFW.
Ken, how's it going? Good to be home.
And it's going pretty well over here. Traffic's light. Headed to work for a Friday.
A good thing it's Friday. Weekend's here. Or almost.
Get ready for winter. Got to get the plants in, get the camper winterized.
Clue what I'm doing this weekend.
It's a good thing.
It means that I don't necessarily have to do work all weekend. Maybe I can relax.
Be nice. Getting into the busy season now where, you know, holidays and go visiting family and everything.
Your family, all that stuff. Busy season. Talking about putting up Christmas lights. I told him you can't do that till after Thanksgiving. Otherwise, you forget about Thanksgiving. And he's like, no. You have to put them up on November 1st.
Kids were coming over regularly. We used to try to get them up at least by, you know, Thanksgiving when everybody came over.
Goodness gracious. Put them up before the Halloween. He wants to put them up before Halloween even.
Man, now with the price of utilities and everything, sometimes it just ain't worth it.
I can't even remember my password to log in today.
Yeah, I know how it is. I know at work you gotta have at least a 16-character password, and then they make you change it every time you turn around. It's like, man.
It's been one of those weeks and my brain is just fried. I was in Philadelphia here the last couple days. I did go to a ham radio outlet store. That was fun.
Smashed the car and going opposite direction. It absolutely no lights on in the front, and I mean, he was flying.
People do that as some sort of challenge or something. I don't know, but I've seen people doing that, and it's scary.
TFW. Hey, is that you, Kenny? Hadn't heard from you in a while. I'm in here with Scott and that, but I guess you've been sleeping in these mornings.
I have. Yep, I'm guilty. Good morning, Scott. N4 AZE.
N2 SWJ.
I just got down here. I'm plopped down. I'm riding in my recliner now, so. Turn the radio on, and there, I heard Kenny in there talking. I guess he says, hey, it's Friday, you know.
Headed in to make you some more Social Security money.
Because you know it's getting near Christmas.
Be some extra expenses.
Overtime, what do you think? Could you fit that in?
About 2.5 a week.
That'll be helpful there. I got some others that are out there working too, and they're contributing to my retirement plan too. So yeah, that'll help out a lot, Kenny. I hope you don't have to do any batteries today.
Had to make a battery run yesterday, but I think they got it figured out.
Getting here, man. Our heat came on last night.
It starts over the heat yet, so we'll. I'm sure it won't be too long.
When you heard from Patrick, Eric, any of the guys, how's everybody doing?
Well, spoke with Patrick just a couple of days ago on the way home, and he's doing all right. And Eric was in here 3 days this week. He's usually in here on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, looks like. KN4 TFW.
Scott, you on your way to work or what?
I'm in my chair at my desk at my home office, so I don't have to travel. Well, I've already traveled this week, so not till Monday again.
You working at home? I'm retired. I'm just riding around this recliner here. I got the top back.
Normal, or is it T-tops?
You know, it's got a lever on it, you know. Myself since I retired to get one of these, you know. And it's good for everything. I need to change oil in it. Yeah, probably check the battery. Check the oil in it.
Hey, you were yesterday.
Was he doing good? I know he's he had that what was it, implant put in and all that, and he, I think that was doing good. He was getting ready to do some motorcycle riding, wasn't he?
He's doing pretty good, but he's been doing like you and that, sleeping in and everything, and hadn't been making the morning group.
There he goes. Dave!
His name is Ernest T. Penny out of the bottle.
Reference there. I won't get back, just a cup of coffee, get a little bit more woke up. Dude, young two hang around after they all dust tonight, and we'll talk some.
We'll talk too. We'll talk now too. What kind of coffee you drinking?
Take up things from Sam's Club. The wife orders boxes of it, and that's kind of what I use. When she gets up around 9 o'clock, she'll make herself some of that cappuccino stuff.
Here, your generator's been running again. I'll be upset now. Mine still hadn't, other than exercise. That's it. But yeah, go ahead and get your coffee, and we'll get you back when you get back with your coffee. Go ahead there. Pick it up, Scott.
I've had a Coke this morning, but I think I need some coffee because I couldn't even remember my password to log in this morning.
Not him, but you know, that's about the same way mine started. You too.
Change our password so often at work, and it's got to be 16 characters.
Capital, a number, and maybe a, in there.
And be none of the last 25 and all kinds of stipulations.
Use full sentences for my passwords now.
Yeah, that's what I started doing. The guy, he sent me my new computer, and he set up a, you know, the password. And it's like, well, now, you know, that's pretty decent. So I changed it just a little bit, and it's working so far.
Dude, I can't even remember mine. I go in, and then it'll have down there, forgot password, tapped here.
You know, on at least 16 characters, if you botch it up, you can only mess it up 3 times, and it locks you out. Then you got to call IT, and they're probably over in India.
Understand them.
And the more you talk to them, it doesn't get better either.
An issue with something. They're going to hook you up with somebody in India. I mean, you're already having trouble with something. Now they're going to send you to somebody you can't understand. You're having transfer trucks, right?
One day, and I mean, I was really trying to understand them, but they had a real bad accent. It's like, I need somebody that speaks English. I am speaking English, they said. I said, more better English.
Before, you know, I couldn't understand them. I said, look, I'm having trouble with my Indian today. Can you give me somebody else? What they use, it's kind of in between English and something else.
About right.
We looked at the clock. I thought I did one before I came down here. What time is it now?
5:59.
Well, I've been up about 20 minutes. But is he ever get in there, or Brad?
Him in a while. Heard Anthony was in here one day earlier this week, and that's about it. Andrew, I think, was in here one day because he was driving his truck, but that's been about it. Was in here early in the week. If he works, it's usually a Monday and a Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's just at different times, huh?
I mean, not like it was, you know, a few years ago, but yeah, they're hit and miss. I think I'm about the only one that's in here every day right now. And then some days, you know, like this morning when I called out, no response.
You know, they're going to switch the time, I think it's the 8th. I think they'll move the time back. Don't we gain an hour of sleep then, don't we? It's okay. It's closer than I thought.
Halloween this year.
Is that, 31th?
Kentucky with the grandkids.
Through the time, it's kind of sad. It's kind of like they're saying, okay, y'all, it's officially over. Still get in there and call for his son.
Name Tom? I didn't think his name was Tom. But I can't remember the name or the call sign.
I was thinking it was Tom. Maybe it's not. That you know who I'm talking about.
And yeah, he pretty much gets in there most every day, and calls for his son. But I can't think of what his name is. I don't know if it's Richard or I can't remember.
Here at W4FCM. His name's Fred. It is I. My son Jonathan. Yeah, when you guys finish, he gets on. He listens to wait for everybody to finish. But yeah. It's cold. I get a warm shower here, but morning guys, W4FCM.
And my next guest, Fred, you believe that, right?
Good morning, Fred. It took me a minute to remember it.
Midday, I was thinking Tom. I know it's Jonathan, but I'm thinking Tom. Right now there, Fred.
Book. Next one's going to be a book with Charlie Kirk, book to the forward, pagan threat. You're reading a book on Proverbs and a little book called Critter Creatures. It takes every little insect that's been studied by scientists and goes over their features, how they could not have evolved and God created them. Just one of the best little books I've ever read. So I've got a stack of 5 that I work on. And pagan threat should be in the mail. That'll be my next one.
I know you read a lot. I know that. That's good. I like what you're reading, too. That's good.
You got a lot about the virtuous woman, and that's some good scripture.
That's a little study in Proverbs. Never done that. Takes a chapter a day in Proverbs. And Tom Myers from International ICR, International Creation Research. It's a great book. Great way to start the day by Tom Meyer. REW4FCM.
If I'd kept those words in my heart as a child, I'd had a lot less trouble with it in the teenage and younger years. But anyway, can you afford the next one?
Wonder how you made it, right?
Grace to God.
Oh, now, you've been riding your bike.
And I keep having like one health issue come pop up after another when I spend more time with the cotton picking doctors than I do anybody else anymore.
Well, I hope you get out there and get to riding your bike. This is bike time, you know.
I thought, what would you say again?
No, know you like riding your bike. I hope you get out there and get to do some of that. This is bike riding time.
Nice day come up this week. I ought to hop on that thing and ride easily. And from what I remember, there was a good little ice cream place called Joe's right there on the main drag. And meet you there and have a cup of coffee. And I'm curious about something to my little brain. Do you have a 2-meter mobile in your airplane? Because I've talked to a couple of aeronautical mobiles on Simplex years ago.
I didn't. Had a friend that would bring a handheld with him, and he would talk. It was Tommy Ellison. Of course, he died of a heart attack. But this was in the '90s, sometime in the '90s.
I haven't, encountered anybody, calling out look like that. It would usually be, on a weekend, maybe some kind of contest going, and I'd have it on 5-2, and then that would pop in out of the blue, and I'd make a contact with them.
Any hams that are from Easley?
Ham ticket, and he just had the novice, and he's passed. But if you put in my last name in QRZ, you'll see quite a few in the. There's some in the area. There's a cousin of mine, but I don't ever hear him on the radio.
I didn't ever do it myself on the radio. I was busy flying, but some friends did. They'd do it, they'd do a 2-meter, and then you get in trouble for doing that because it set off repeaters everywhere. Anyway, go ahead, Kenny, pick it up before you have to open that gate.
We met somebody when we were camping a couple of years ago, and he was a pilot, small plane, and he used to do it back when his father was alive, but once his father passed, he doesn't do it anymore, but he's still got his ham ticket. He's out of Florida. KN4 TFW.
Duke will hear somewhere.
They come up and stay at a campground up there in Flat Rock, usually for the couple of months during the summer. And he's got a little plane. The flood took it out. He just got it rebuilt and that here recently. But they're out of Florida. He gave me a couple of older radios, but they were too corroded up from being in storage, down in all that salt there.
We found out. Wood will rust near the beach, at the beach.
Out there, State didn't hear you on that one.
Making it funny, I was saying that wood will rust at the beach.
About anything. Well, we were redoing a deck out here at work, and it had a little beam underneath it helping holding it up. And it's like, man, I haven't seen the beam rust that bad, not even at the beach.
Anything metal at the beach, I'm telling you, you can't. It doesn't matter what it is. It's now galvanized will hold up a while, but just any kind of metal, it not even a screw. What are you working? What do you do?
Fix at the end of the transmissions on this repeater, man. Yesterday, man, that thing was angry. Said that little blip, it was like a longer one, and it had a different sound to it. And it's like, man, it was just, I had to turn the radio off.
Doing that's the wrong button. I'm an IT geek, big computer guy.
It sounds good. Everything with them, you program, build them, everything?
Yeah, I'm kind of a jack of all trades, I do, you name it, I do it, when it comes to the computers.
Does computers now, if we ever have a problem with computers there, guys? That one.
I'm going to say 7-3, good to hear everybody in here, dude, David, Scott, Fred. You guys have an awesome weekend and that, and I'll catch you guys back on Monday. KN4 TFW.
And KN4 NXY.
great day. Good weekend.
Kenny, we'll talk to you hopefully next week. I'll try to get in if I'll get up in time. But anyway, till next time, Toodles, N4AZE. Now, I haven't been in here much at all in a while, but I guess you know Scott, right?
I've been meaning to ask him. You know, I haven't heard of him lately, but I sent him a contact info on a guy that's got a set of beans. But anyway, Scott, did you get over Robbie?
And I talked to him, but that antenna was just way too big for me to store or anything. I just don't have the space for it. But, man, it would have been nice to have.
A sweet, sweet deal on that thing, too, man. I got the space for it, and I don't have any Karens, or if you know what I mean, HOA around here. But it ain't a good fit for me right now.
Hey, Dave.
Okay, I got 6 acres out here, and I got 13 antennas and two ready to go up. I want to get them up before the winter comes in.
Thank you, Red HOA.
Nobody named Karen. I got one named Marie now. I snapped to when she said it. But no Karen.
Acting Greer to go around.
The world seems to be full of them anymore.
I've seen them on YouTube, but I've never come face to face with one.
Be heading out of the direction.
What happened to them, make them like that?
Days it fits, but it's kind of a psychological one, and I'm not going to mention it on the air. That old truck to the floor. I can put it on a little drag strip that's right down the street from me, and I think it holds its own.
It must be, I'm gathering this is probably, you're talking about maybe a 302.
Exactly what she is. She's a 302. My dad never abused her. And, you know, I don't punch it just every now and then just to, you know, just to hear them, hear that thing open up a little bit. Hey, I'm about deaf. You know, my hearing's bad, but man, that sounds good when I do that.
There was some of them, I know the Quadrajets, you remember those carburetors?
My brother Mark, on the other hand, was very good with that kind of stuff. And man, he had a 68 Mustang convertible. Everybody in Lexington knew that was his car.
Jet carburetors did what you're talking about. It would, they had those big, secondaries, they were just humongous, and it drove off the two small little primaries. And when you floored it, it did. It sound, you could hear the carburetor just scream. It sounded like it was going to suck the hood down it.
With this little Mustang, he had the headers, pop top pistons, you know, just blueprinted, I think was the phrase back then. And, you know, and when it come to radio equipment, we had the Johnson 23-channel. Had it peaked, and the little antennas on the back. And back then, you know, the cops didn't have no better radios than that. if he wanted to go fast and I get caught that night, you know, that boy had a lot of fun.
That's 60s.
It was a 68 Mustang, but you know, we had our great times and good times in the late 60s and early 70s. You know, I graduated high school 74, and Mark was right behind me, and Steve was the fighter in the family. He didn't graduate high school. They were glad to just see him leave.
My graduation was 69, so yeah, I was a hot rodder in the mid 60s all the way through, like almost about the mid 70s.
Yeah, we were. There were a bunch of little back roads down there around Lexington that the kids raced on and that kind of stuff. It wasn't like this silly drifting around in a circle you see in the movies nowadays. It was, you know, I had a Oldsmobile Cutlass that drank more oil than it did gas, but you know, I couldn't beat nobody, you know, racing with it. But like I say, I got a, you know, down here on 25, I got a bona fide drag strip. You know, I can hear them at night sometimes, you know, when they're running. And I said, well, why don't I take that old Ford truck down there and see what she'll do.
Well, my Ware Shoals, that's the only one I know that's south of here.
One, I'm about 5 miles from that drag strip.
Starlight, or is that a different one?
Sure, when they're not doing that kind of stuff, they'll have the bikers, you know, they'll go down there and have swap meets and that kind of stuff. And, you know, just, but it's kind of word of mouth as to, you know, when they're doing what they're doing. So I don't keep up with it real good, but it's, I took my nephew down there a million years ago, and I think he really enjoyed being to a drag race. Now, I tell you where I used to work a long time ago was over in Greer. They had a lot of, I mean, more organized, set up, real drag races. And I guess they still got it going on.
Last time I was there was probably in the mid 70s in Greer, and now Ware Shoals, around 70, it seemed like it was the Ware Shoals, you just used to watch it from the field, like it was kind of a little bit above the dragway, right?
It's just, you know, more of a field type thing, and the one in Greer, you know, that had the Christmas tree up. You know, it's more so the, I think, what they call it, that NRHA NHRA or something.
Run that or not, I don't know. If it is, it's probably just a short now, what, eighth mile or something. But Scott, you into any of that or used to do any of that or what?
Yeah, you know, typical nerd, you know, computers and all that stuff. So I ain't never really got into it.
Darn, a computer has now. That's how they tune them.
Yes, let's out there and see what they do.
They're doing these things on, they're putting them on the dynos, you know, and they got the computer guys are sitting in there tuning it up with the computer. They're not old school. We tune them up with a screwdriver.
You get the points with a dime, Scott, anyway, come on back in, Scott. Well, I didn't mean to leave you out.
I'm in the middle of all kinds of mess, but I'll listen to every word.
Next one.
And two, SWJ. Over by Riverside High School.
Well, I mean, Dave, he's the one that can tell you about Greer Dragway, if it's still open or not, or what goes on.
Dragway in a while there, Scott.
Haven't heard about Greer Dragway in quite a while. I've been here a while, but I haven't heard about it in quite a while.
You know, like when COVID hit, it seemed like they just, you know, they shut so much stuff down that and a lot of it didn't come back. So I don't know. I might do a little Google search after a while and see if it's still, you know, see if that kind of stuff's still going on. You know, though, that's talking about stuff way back in the day that always happened this time of year on into Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's turkey shoots. Now, when I was a kid, I mean, a bona fide turkey shoot, you go up on the, you know, down around Lake Sakandala, anywhere, I guess, there'd be a little hut off the side of the road. And, you know, you'd have your targets, and they'd have the shotguns and the shells, and, you know, and you put up a couple bucks, and whoever, you know, got the closest, you know, on the center of the target won the turkey. And I have no idea if that still happens.
That turkey, they shoot targets to get a turkey.
Yes, sir, exactly.
They said turkey shoot, they shot at turkeys.
I think so, and that phrase, you know, kind of applies to other stuff that don't have nothing to do with you know, kind of the contest to win the turkey. And with a shotgun at so many feet, it's more luck than anything else as far as which pellet's going to get close to the center of the target. But it was something fun to do, and, you know, hey, sometimes you go home with a turkey, and hey, that'd be your Thanksgiving meal.
When I think of turkey shoot, I think of Sergeant York. You remember that?
No, don't remember that movie or whatever.
It's actually a true story, but they had a turkey shoot, and they were actually shooting at turkeys. You know, the turkey pop its head up, and they try to get it when it popped its head up.
I think I know what you're talking about there, yeah.
He'd make that turkey sound and turkey pop his head up.
No, I'm not catching the reference in my brain. Yeah, one more thing, they tacked on to all my health conditions. They now got me with Alzheimer's. They got me on Aricept. Slow the progression of the Alzheimer's.
And stuff. Yobalopa for that. You heard of that?
You sure have. That's a natural remedy. I'm glad you brought that up. I will give me some today.
I don't take any more. I forgot what I did with it.
Joke on that. I will kick it over to back to Scott, and I'm gonna maybe give him something to eat to go with this coffee. So I'll be hanging around. I'll be back in a little bit. KF4NXY.
Good talk to you. I'll leave this thing on. I'm gonna mill around the shop here, and I guess Scott, he sounds like he's over there working. You working, Scott?
Over the week while I was gone, I got some new sets of drawers because I got these plastic drawers under my desk and they were falling apart. So I ordered a couple of mechanics tool chests to put under my drawer desk, and I'm moving a bunch of crap into them.
Didn't you? I mean, if I even get a roll around, even Harbor Freight, it's in a box. It takes you half a day to build the darn thing.
IKEA in here.
I'm gonna take a break and I'll leave the radio on here. I'm gonna mill around the shop a little bit, and I should be within hearing distance of it. And you go ahead and finish your stocking and whatnot you're doing. Dave, getting some food, and we'll catch y'all in a little bit. N4AZE.
R3J, clear.